flight track.
Welcome to Infandelity with B and C. One day, a former jock, that's B, married a self-proclaimed nerd, that's C, and slowly she introduced him to the path of nerdom enlightenment. Here we will discuss pop culture media and fandoms that we share and some that we don't. It's all fun and games until your spouse finishes a show without you.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Infandelity with B and C. Unfortunately, due to some technical difficulties while recording, we won't be having movie and TV news nor homework segments this week, but we will discuss those and other topics on our next episode. In the meantime, enjoy this tea for the week.
Vacation season is upon us, and Rooney is your one-stop shop. From the airport to a night out, let us style you for spring break. Stay tuned for our next coming drop by following all of our social media accounts. That's at RooneyATL on Instagram and TikTok and at Rooney Boutique on Twitter. You can shop now at RooneyBoutique.com. That's R-U-N-I Boutique.com. Back to the show. All right, so let's get into this tea for the week. So finally, B has watched The Batman. I have watched it twice and listen to a plethora of podcasts about it. So I'm ready to discuss. Let's just kind of go quickly, brief synopsis. This is a year two Batman. That's how everybody always starts it off. This is a year two Batman. So that just means that we don't get his like origin story. He's been the Batman for 2 years. So he's still in the beginning. This is a detective story. And he is trying to solve the riddles and the crimes of who the Riddler is. He meets Selina Kyle / Catwoman along the way. They learn about each other through their, he kind of knows about her whole life, but she knows about the Batman. He also learns the truth of his parents' death or what he assumes is the truth. And what else happens? He starts off his vengeance and he ends up as Hope. So that's basically the short answer of what this 3-hour film is about. So I'm going to pull up my initial thoughts that I had on my first watch. And I should have come prepared. So just give me like 2 seconds to pull that up. Because I have wrote something very concise so that I would remember when the time did come of what I was trying to say. But basically, my overall thoughts from the movie, I came away kind of, what do you call it? I had mixed feelings about it. I didn't hate it. It wasn't a bad movie. But I may have felt like my expectations were a little gassed. And so I expected a lot from the movie and I didn't necessarily get that all the way. So that was kind of my main takeaway from the film. Okay, so found my thoughts. Just saw the Batman. So first thing that you see, I am a DC Titans fan, the TV show, everybody knows that. So one of the characters, the Skull Gang, the new initiate, he is Tim Drake on Titans. And Tim Drake is one of Batman's Robins. So before he was cast in the Batman, before he was in Titans, so it was really just like, it just happenstance that he's in this movie. But it's also kind of a mind fuck, like if you watch Titans, and Neve had just finished season 3 of Titans, and so she was like, oh my god, it's Tim Drake, da, da, da. And I was like, I know, but it's not Tim Drake. But it was also kind of like strange because I knew that he was going to be in the movie, but I thought he would be like an extra. I didn't really think he would be kind of like the first person you see in the movie and kind of have a little bit of a storyline, not a whole lot, but just like a little bit of appearance. So that was kind of confusing because if you come from the MCU, like everybody pretty much carries over into everything, and so it just is less confusing that way. Didn't hate it, but also, again, it was just like, if you watch Titans, you know who he is. You're just like, Tim? So that's kind of like a running joke in Titans Twitter, or, you know, in the fandom. So to me, there was not enough Catwoman at all. I feel like the way that they promoted this movie, they promoted Zoe like how they were promoting Zendaya in Dune and Homecoming. Now, she was, upon my second viewing, she was in the movie more than Zendaya was in Dune and more than Zendaya was in Spider-Man Homecoming. But I still feel like there just wasn't enough of her. And I feel like she was the most interesting character in the movie, at least, or the most fun to watch. Maybe not both. I would say both. Most interesting and most fun to watch. Also, again, the way that they promoted this movie, it was like Robert and Zoe, all of this chemistry, like all they've been doing just photo shoots and interviews and everything together, just showing like how much chemistry they have, how good they look together. And I felt like, huh?
Do they?
In the fandom. And so I felt like we didn't really get much of that energy in the movie at all. I felt like the chemistry was very minimal. There was like one scene where I was like, okay, but other than that, I just felt like it was kind of lackluster. But everybody in the fandom is gassing the hell out of it, but I'm like, I don't know what y'all was watching because I didn't see that. I did like the way that Rob played his his Batman / Bruce Wayne. He was weird, emo, insomniac, and clumsy, and socially awkward. He was also a little bit of a creep, which is kind of weird. But again, it was interesting because you're used to seeing Bruce as this, like, you know, suave playboy, super charismatic person. In this, he was just like still dealing with his grief and literally just, you know, Batman. He didn't know how to be anything else at that point. But he was also like, what do you call it when someone doesn't try to be funny? He was funny when he wasn't even trying to be. So that was kind of interesting. And yeah, the movie is just, it's a lot of talking, not a lot of action. One of my main complaints also about the movie is that pretty much all of the huge action pieces are in the trailer. Literally almost every single one of them, except for the very end when they're in that Gotham Square Garden, when he jumps down from the roof. Outside of that, everything else is in the trailer. So I was like, oh, I've seen all this before. Like, I wasn't really hyped for none of the big fight scenes for the movie because they're all in the trailer. And yeah, I don't know. I kind of wish it may have been a better movie if it was rated R, just because I feel like they could have done a little bit more with it. And it should have been longer or shorter. So that was my first critique. I did sleep what I thought was 10 minutes on second watch. It was probably more like 20, 25 minutes. That whole third act with the Riddler put me straight to sleep. And still, until Bruce started banging on the glass, that's when I woke up because it was loud. But yeah, that's pretty much how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't feel like it's like, oh, this is a masterpiece, da da da. Like, it was a good movie. It was a good Batman movie. But do I feel like it's tens across the board? No. Because it's not nothing that we haven't seen before. I started watching The Dark Knight again. I got about halfway through it, and I recognized a lot of the stuff that was in the Batman from The Dark Knight. So I was like, okay, like... And I know that's another critique of the MCU, is that all the MCU movies are the same. But I'm just like, okay, DC prides themselves on being different, and this is supposed to be different, and they trying to sell us on different when it's really the same movie. So those are my thoughts. What about you? I think you should talk about the movie first, and then we'll talk about the theater experience at the end.
The movie, it was all right. It wasn't really, I mean, it was okay. I don't know. I didn't really have much expectations going into it because I wasn't that pressed to really watch it anyway. And I'm a Batman fan, but I wasn't pressed for Robert. I wasn't pressed for just from what I had just seen. So I was just like, eh, whatever. So I didn't see much. I saw trailers, but I didn't. I guess I halfway paid attention to the shit because I didn't really. A lot of that shit that I saw in the movie was my first time seeing it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, like I told you, I didn't know nothing about the Riddler. If the Riddler was in the trailer, I didn't know nothing about the Riddler being in it until y'all mentioned it in a group
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing about that
scene in the diner when they catch him. That's in the trailer. At least the scene with him, like, riding on the cup.
They catch who?
The Riddler.
And riding on the what?
When he's in the diner with that coffee.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that's in the trailer.
Oh, okay, I missed that.
That's what I'm saying, where, like, a lot of the kind of important scenes are pretty much in the trailer.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. My movie theater experience ruined the movie for me overall, so it's hard for me to really go into the movie without really divulging into that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the movie was just, I mean, it was okay. I know everybody really compared it to The Dark Knight, because Dark Knight is just like, it's the thriller of amongst the Dark Knight. I mean, amongst the Batman movies.
Yeah.
So, I don't think there's going to be any movie to ever beat that or compete with that.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet that
said, who's better, the Riddler or Heath Ledger's the Joker? And I was like, y'all can't be fucking serious. Like, you just can't be serious right now.
The Riddler?
Yes.
The Riddler, it wouldn't matter.
Yes. It's like, y'all, be real. Be for real.
He would just want to just talk.
Literally. Like, there's no comparison.
Because even a bug, you don't really see him that much in the movie.
No.
You don't really see the Riddler that much.
Except for that third act. That's the most you see him.
Yeah, you don't really see him that much. But you stay seeing Joker throughout Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel the same way in regards to Catwoman. I do feel like, you know, they definitely...
Oversold.
Yeah, oversold them or whatever. And then, like you said, like they weren't really... They didn't really do much in the movie together or whatever.
Not much at all.
I think maybe because it's not rated R. I think if it was rated R, they probably would have had them do a lot more stuff. They probably would have had a sex scene and all this other shit. But I just don't think it... Yeah, I don't know. I think that kind of just
hinted. Even when they kissed, it was just like... It was like a good morning kiss. Like, it
he was just very...
Yes, he was.
One thing I would say about his character amongst the other Batmans, he was just very dry.
Yeah,
like, he was just very dry and boring. So it was just like, bro, do you want to kiss or don't you?
Like, yes, and that's what it looked like. He looked scared.
Yeah, like it was just like, bro, like what's going on? So I didn't care much for that timid ass aspect.
It was very timid.
I do feel like,
but weird at the same time.
I like his fighting style. I do feel like I don't know if that was camera or if that was just, I don't know, but I feel like. His punches, like, they were harder punches than the other Batman punches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when he punched Commissioner Gordon, I'm like, damn, he had to punch that nigga that hard. Like, he caught back from hell and punched that nigga. And he followed through.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so outside of that, I will say that, spoiler alert, going into towards the end of the movie when they do capture the Riddler, first of all, let's say this. This Riddler's swag is horrible in comparison to Jim Carrey's. Jim Carrey was much more pizzazz, much more sparkly, much more shiny. And I know that was supposed to have been part of Jim Carrey's personality in general.
Mm-hmm.
But this nigga looked like... I didn't even know this nigga was supposed to be the Riddler. I thought this nigga looked like I don't know. He like he worked in a morgue or some shit. Like... You know, like he had a fire suit on, like an all black. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. It was just a little weird.
He was giving me, what's the man from Silence of the Lambs? Hannibal vibes.
Yeah, that's literally what he looked like. So it was just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But in the scene at the end or whatever, or towards the end when they're in the jail and he's talking to somebody or whatever, I just knew. I was like, bro, this better not be motherfucking Joker. Like, it better not be the fucking Joker.
Yeah.
Sure enough, you hear this fucking laugh and shit. I'm just like, bro, why? Why? Like, why do they keep doing, like, for what? I don't give a fuck if he's not going to be the main villain in the next one. I don't care if he's only going to be a sidekick or whatever. He's only going to be a small little role in the movie. Why are we always relying on the motherfucking Joker to be in a goddamn movie?
Yeah.
Why is he always the fucking villain?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
There are other fucking villains, as we Google, or as I Googled the other day, that show, I mean, and even still, even in the universe of Batman's, I'm tired of all, it's the same ones. I mean, yeah. The only ones they haven't recycled is Poison Ivy and Mr. Freeze. Other than that, we've seen Bane. We've seen fucking Joker several times. We've now seen the Riddler again. We've seen Two-Face. We've seen
Catwoman.
We've seen Catwoman. We haven't seen Scarecrow twice, but we saw him in the first Batman, Batman Begins? Mm-hmm. Which wasn't too long ago. But it's just like, you know what I'm saying? We keep getting the same motherfuckers. Like, yeah. You know, like, can we, even if there aren't, I mean, there are other villains or whatever, but damn, can we create some new ones if need be? Like, god damn, like, I'm just and tired I'm of sure
the comic's still coming out, so I'm sure there's
yeah. Like, so what's going on? Like, why do we keep seeing the Joker? And the Joker just had his other fucking movie. Y'all can keep comparing that motherfucker to Heath Ledger, and now we have another Joker to compare. It's like, goddamn! Like, I'm just tired of seeing the Joker is my favorite villain, but I'm just tired of seeing him.
I just had a thought. They should have Multiverse of Madness, but with all the Jokers. That would be like Spider-Man No Way Home, yeah. But have all the Jokers.
Dang, I'm gonna get jacked.
That would be so wild. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're gonna be able to get jacked out there. They're gonna have to get that nigga in they got the damn CGI that nigga out there.
I'm sure nerds know of a way that they can make that happen, but I need that kind of chaos. That's the only way I wanna see Joker again. Is if all the niggas, no new Jokers, stop right here.
And they have, and then Heath. Yeah, that ain't gonna happen, bro. You already know that ain't gonna happen. Heath ain't the best fucking Joker. Ain't gonna be in the movie. That ain't gonna happen.
They could have. They could that recast him, but in the same.
They're not gonna do it.
In the same
spirit. They're gonna boycott. They're gonna riot. The girls gonna riot.
His brother had to play him in some scenes to finish. They didn't even get to finish him in the Dark Knight.
He can't be in a whole one. Give it up. Let it go. Let it go.
That's just like DC, call me if y'all want to make that happen.
They need to call somebody. They need to call Mar-Vell. What was I on? I still on the movie.
Yeah. You were just saying the Joker. You were tired of him.
Yeah. Oh, another thing I'm tired of. I'm tired of giving us this fucking sob story about fucking Bruce Wayne and his goddamn parents. Yeah. Oh, fucking K. We get it. Every movie y'all tell us about his goddamn parents being murdered, and it's always a fucking who goddamn done it. We don't know. He always got a fucking flashback of when he was a fucking child, and it's always some motherfucker with a gun in his hand in the fucking shadows, and you don't see nothing, and out of nowhere you see a fucking bat out of fucking nowhere flying toward his goddamn face. I'm tired of hearing about his fucking story. Yes, nigga, you lost your fucking parents. Then women, they telling us, oh, in one movie we found out that Joker, we didn't know who did it. Next minute, recently, we found out, oh shit, Joker did that shit. It could have been a Joker who killed that motherfucker. Oh, is Joker his daddy? Then it's all the other Joker shit.
Hurt his brother.
I mean, yeah, Joker his brother? All this bullshit. Oh, I'm just, yeah,
I forgot about that in the Joker movie.
I'm just so tired of this shit with his fucking parents.
And then his mama in this movie was the crazy one.
Let it go. Stop the shit. Cut it. I'm tired of hearing about this shit. Please move on. Let us know what happened to the parents, and now that y'all partially let us know what the fuck happened, let that be at. I don't want to hear nothing else about his fucking parents. Nothing. Yeah. I am so tired of hearing about his goddamn dead parents. Yeah. They're dead!
Yeah. You're right.
What else? That was like my main thing. Oh, nigga, the Batmobile. Ooh, that was my favorite part of the movie. The Batmobile was fire. That motherfucker. And I think it was in addition to that raggedy ass fucking movie theater we was in. Cause that bitch, every time that bitch revved up, that fucking theater was put on everything that bitch was knocking. So I was like, oh, that motherfucker loud. It added to it. It almost made that bitch seem like it was louder. Like, it sounded like that car was in the fucking theater. It was loud as fuck. Like, it sounded like the fucking Batmobile was going to bust through the wall.
No, it did.
Like, it was going to, like, literally just open through the fucking walls. So that shit was, I love the Batmobile. It, it, and
in an odd way, and it seemed like it was like unfinished in the Batmobile. Like a lot of the back of the Batmobile looked very empty, almost like a golf cart like. But that shit had that zoom on that shit, and it wasn't your traditional Batmobile. I will say that it was very much like he built that shit very much like, you know, in back somewhere backyard. So I don't know. It's something like he just built that shit piece by piece. You saw a lot of the fucking, what's the shit called about a car? You saw more of the
tools,
the base, like the
body.
Yeah, you saw more of the body of his Batmobile versus the actual Batmobile that we're used to, that's so geared up and G'd up. I don't think this Batmobile did any little tricks, did it? Because all the other Batmobiles
it was just pure
spit something out or
muscle.
Yeah, muscle, yeah. All the other Batmobile would spit something out, or you know, he'd hit a button and it'll grip onto something, or you know, throw out some tacks or some bullshit. This shit was just, like you said, it was all muscle. This was like American ass Batman. Mm-hmm. It was just like a straight up muscle. So yeah, I fucked with the Batmobile, and how it was introduced was just so fucking fire. Like it was just
in the corner.
It just in the corner, in the cut, in the pure darkness.
Yeah,
kind of like how they portray Batman to be, just in the darkness. And I don't know, you see them lights and they start revving that shit.
Yeah,
that shit was fire. So it definitely had its good moment, but like you said, it was just long. There were a lot of scenes that I'm like, okay, this could have been omitted. Okay, that could have been shortened. Mm-hmm. Okay, we didn't need this. So there's a lot of stuff that definitely could have been, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hell, that scene in the fucking, now that I'm thinking about it, that scene in the police station, that was way too goddamn long.
In the police station.
When he jumped out the building. But just like the whole process of like him fighting all the cops.
All the cops, yeah, that was extra.
Yeah.
It's like, he had
they almost knew he was going to escape.
He had like three different scuffles in that one scene. Like, why couldn't they just have one? Like, if he only needed one.
That's what I'm saying. It lasted long for no reason.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, other than that, but like overall with his Batman, he wasn't a bad Batman. I don't know. Batman, I'm used to Batman being more playerific, more,
not playerific.
Yeah, just more swagged up. But this motherfucker, like, he was just more, he just seemed depressed the whole fucking movie and just sad.
He was.
Even the first time you just see that nigga, like, the first time we see his face, he still got his bat eye paint on and it's, like, streaking down his face and shit. It's just like, bro, you look like he just been crying. I don't know. He just looked pitiful.
He was.
So yeah, I'm
oh my God. It was so funny because I guess I missed the part. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention at the beginning. Everybody was like, oh, Batman got to do his makeup. And I missed the part that they actually did show him doing his makeup in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
But
it's real. Like, it's real. He got to put the fucking eyeshadow on so can't nobody see around his eyes in the cowl or whatever. So, it was cool.
Yeah.
Two times is good. I don't know if I'll watch it again.
Oh, I'm glad you just said that. That's a movie I will never watch again. It's one of those movies I won't watch again. I know I won't.
You missed some parts.
Huh?
Not a lot. When you went to the bathroom.
Yeah. But I know I probably won't watch it again. I probably won't.
Because of how long it is?
That for sure. It's too long. That's for damn sure. That's probably the one that made me. It's too long.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I think I mean, if I do watch it, I may fast forward to the car scene, to the Batmobile scene. I may skim through.
No, that's definitely the type of movie where you just fast forward to your favorites.
Yeah.
That's not something you sit and watch all the way through again.
Correct.
You literally just fast forward to your favorite scenes. Okay, cool. I seen that. Okay, cool. That was cool. Okay, that was fun. This was fun. This was fun. Okay, that's it.
Right.
And then, hell, if you take all of that, the movie about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. that's really, and that's all you need. That's really all you need. So, yeah, that's
The Bat and the Cat.
Mm-hmm.
So, they are, I guess, WB/Warner.
The WB.
Yes, them. They're trying to make a TV show out of all their big movies, so there is a Arkham TV show coming. It was supposed to be about Gotham PD, but then I guess they realized that niggas don't want to watch a show about cops. So, they changed it to Arkham. some kind of way. And then the Penguin is also getting his own show. I personally, I'm not inspired to watch any of that. Maybe the Arkham show, maybe, but nothing about the movie. Even though the Penguin, he was great, comedy relief, good, you know, Colin Farrell, you know, is an actor that it could be acting, okay? Because accent was on point, everything.
I didn't even know it was him until you said it after.
Yeah, Brent didn't even recognize him at all. And I mean, I didn't either. I was like trying to look in the face, in the makeup to see, and it was like outside of like the eye color. That was it. But yeah, he's getting a show. But yeah, I'm like, Catwoman was literally the most interesting character in the movie. So if anybody should get a show, it should be her. But some people are like, well, they probably want to save her just for the movies. But I'm like, she deserves the time. I think we're in an era where TV show to me is better than movies. Like, because they allow you to spend time with characters and have good storylines that you don't necessarily get in the movies. But movies still hold that prestigious spot, you know, in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But to me, I feel like TV shows are definitely more prestigious right now anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say, I think, about the movie. I'm happy for DC for this win. I am. Y'all needed it.
I mean, Batman, their only hope. Keep it a buck. Batman is their only hope.
Yeah.
That's all they got. And that's the only thing I really come for. I come for Batman and now Aquaman, as long as they got my boy doing it.
Yeah.
Other than that.
They didn't push that back. They pushed Aquaman back.
And they fucking up because he's a.
Yeah, I think. Hold on.
That's another check for them.
Let me see. They DC is really. It's really a joke. Like, I'm sorry. And that's no shade because I
be. It is shade. All the shade. All Sade.
I be in the fandom, but.
All the Sade.
They just a mess.
I'm ready to get to the next topic. Let me get to the next topic while you handle that. Are you done with the movie?
Yeah, I can't find it. But just know that everything pretty much got pushed back. And I believe Aquaman got pushed back until 2023. Like, I think they definitely pushed back Black Adam. Y'all know I'm ready for that. That was supposed to come out in July. Yeah. Okay. It's now coming out my birthday weekend. And it was supposed to come out in July.
It don't even look like it's going to be good.
We haven't seen a trailer.
I'm saying, like, just even the poster for it. It looked like...
It doesn't show anything.
It looks trash. Like it looks low anything. Budget. What my phone?
Not low budget.
It looks low budget, bro.
And then they have the Flash movie. Don't care about that at all. And then Aquaman, I think it's supposed to be coming out at the beginning of 2023. And then there was something else. But those three, for sure, they pushed back.
Okay.
And then, of course, DC is also having movies come out on HBO, too. Again, I just want DC to tighten it up. They don't have to be like the MCU where everything is connected, but I just want y'all to tighten it up. Like, y'all having the same actors in two different movies in two different universes, this is confusing as hell. And to me, it just is not making sense. Oh, James Wan is directed Aquaman, too. So, dude, that means it's going to be scary.
Ooh, Snowfall, I just kind of new episode. I gotta watch it.
Yeah.
I think it's on now. Yeah, it's on now. Okay, y'all. So, we, like I said, we went to the movie theater to watch this movie.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We went to the, watch out, I need room, I need space. Thank you. So, we went to the movie theater, of course, to watch this movie. Because, unfortunately, couldn't find it anywhere else at home. So, went to the movie theater. And... I don't know. The past couple of times I've been to movie theater, it's kind of just been some things going on. People just kind of just... I don't know. They just can never seem like... I don't know. Just to shut the fuck up. Whether it's somebody that's in a chair. Mind you, we're in a movie theater. You hear this... like this squeaking of somebody's rocking back and forth in a fucking chair. Or you hear people just whispering here and there. Or just... It's just always some type of noise or caucusing going on in a movie theater. Right? Cool. So on this particular evening... I'm not sure what was going on.
It was just excessive.
I'm not sure what the conversations were about. I have no idea. All I know is that we were surrounded, literally, by people fully into conversations. Not even whispering. I can see if you like, you know what I'm saying? Like you watch a movie. Quit. Yeah, you got a quick little, like, you see something. Yeah, no. You actually heard tone in people's voices.
Tone, and it just went on. Like, it wasn't a quick, like, I just need to tell you something real quick about the movie. It was like, no, I'm having a full-on conversation about something totally unrelated.
Stop. And the people behind us, they were a black couple, and I could tell they were probably a little hood, a little ghetto or whatever. But I was still just like, you know, all right, they're going to get their little kikis and kakas in, you know what I'm saying, while the trailer's up. Because me personally, I still like watching trailers.
A lot of those trailers, I hadn't seen, because when I went the first time, I kind of got there late. So we kind of got into the theater like maybe 2 minutes before the movie started.
Right.
So a lot of those trailers I hadn't even seen in theaters. Like, Nope, I hadn't seen Multiverse of Madness. I hadn't seen. I've never seen that Super Pets trailer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Harry Potter shit.
Yup, I hadn't seen that one at all. Mm-hmm.
So realistically, you know, that's a moment where you want to watch some shit too. You know what I mean? Realistically, it's a moment that some trailers you may not have seen.
Yeah.
But, you know. Realistically,
in the theater we went to, you know, you gotta order food.
I was just about to say that. You took it out of my mouth. Realistically, like I said, like at a theater we go to or whatever, you order food. So okay, I understand that. There's gonna be some talking and some conversations because people are only gonna have to talk and order their food, and people want to talk about. I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that. It's probably gonna be people walking out in between to get their food, serving their food out or whatever. Mm-hmm. I understand that, but that's for y'all when y'all conversing with the waiter or with the waitress. I don't need y'all having a full fucking conversation while the movie is actually started. Like, bitch, the lights is out now. The volume has been turned up now. The bass is all the way up. I should not still be able to hear y'all fucking having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. And another reason why this was annoying during this movie is because a lot of the movie was dialogue.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't talk about this, but Bruce's voice was very soft to me. For like a Bruce Wayne, like he wasn't whispering, but it was just a very low tone. So it was like you had to really kind of listen to hear what he was saying.
And I'm not gonna lie, y'all, I was fighting. Like I was fighting words. Like I was over there the whole time. Like please don't say nothing, Brent. Like don't ruin this moment. Just watch the movie. Don't say nothing. Because the whole time in me, I was over there rocking. Like I was over there damn near fidgeting. I couldn't get comfortable because I just kept hearing fucking conversation. And that shit just annoys me. Like, I hate, if I'm trying to watch something, I hate hearing noise. Like, why, what is going on? Like,
It had got to a point where the group next to me started fucking texting.
Texting. And they were the worst ones. They were honestly the worst ones. It was like, and I don't even know the setup. All I know is it was one nigga in the middle and two women on the side of
and
him.
And it was like talking across him, I felt like.
The whole time. They with their McDonald's.
No shade.
But no shade. I understand.
Yeah.
I ain't backing you for that. But my thing is this. Like, if you're bringing in McDonald's, bitch, you need to be, like, you need to bring it down.
Right, because you bringing
it down. Because you bringing more heat to yourself.
I was thinking that. They was ordering shit, too. I was like, wait.
Like, bitch, the McDonald's bag right here.
They didn't give no fucks. Privilege. Because I'm not ordering nothing if I'm bringing in a full meal to the right. Theater.
But like I said, people behind us, and like even with them, they were having a conversation too. Like they would just like they would be quiet, and then you would hear her say something or whatever. He'd say something, she sniggle or some shit like that. And it was just at one point in time, y'all. I swear to God, the people on the left of us, the people behind us, the ghetto people, and then it was some people to the far, like some hippie, not like some like some goth. People to the back right of us, they were up there talking with papers and shit. I was like, oh, you back there doing a line? I ain't know what was going on. But I just remember everybody was talking at one particular time. And all I needed was for C to say something. And as soon as she said something, she was like, because she even kind of said it like, she didn't say it loud, but she said it slightly loud enough for somebody to hear. More specifically, people to the left of her.
Yes.
So she said, I forgot what you said.
I don't know. I was just like, why do people keep talking?
And I don't know why everybody talking. We are in a movie. Shut the fuck And at that point, I never heard, like, eventually you heard people on the left of it, like, they was kind of quiet for, like, honest to God, they were kind of quiet the rest of the movie until, like, towards maybe the end.
Yeah.
I didn't really hear much out of them towards the end. So they start pulling out a bag of something, a bag of chips or something.
Yes, they were bag of chips.
They were ragged.
And I felt bad because, you know, when you do have something loud, you got to open it. You try to
slow
open.
And shit. But I'm like, bitch, y'all been making noise all night, ho. Y'all don't have that privilege. We don't, y'all don't have that leeway no more. Like, y'all been piping up all night.
That was my problem. It was like, had y'all asses been, it was because y'all been loud this whole time.
All night.
I can't even feel bad for
I can't
you.
Even give y'all that fucking privilege no more, bitch. Shut the fuck up. They was on my last goddamn nerves.
No, that was really my thought because I was like, I was so annoyed, but I was like, I feel you, but you've been getting on my nerves the entire time, and now you got something else loud.
Right.
Like, shut up.
She had looked over at me. I said, we are in a movie. Shut the fuck up. I don't get what the fuck the conversation. And even the people, the boys who was running out, it was some niggas at the bottom. They was even have some bickering and shit. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's $5 a night. Maybe it's the movie theater we went to.
Right,
it's I don't know, but I
it was very ghetto. It was very ghetto.
The people behind us, the black people, once I had that shit, I thought they left. I never heard anything from them the rest of the evening. I didn't hear a snicker. I didn't hear a conversation. I didn't hear a whisper. Yeah. Unless they did that shit when I went to the bathroom, I didn't hear shit from them the rest of the evening. I remember when I was piped up, they kind of laughed and they shut the fuck up.
Yeah. He because said, you, excuse me?
Yeah, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Oh, God.
I told
we was finna get the hook in at the theater.
And they lucky I ain't had a tool. This be another Batman movie with some shit pop off.
Don't say that.
It'll be another one. But the movie ended. We ended up exiting, and everything ended up being all right. But yeah, that
was.
If I can't find the movie, from home, First of all, I think that's another thing too, y'all. I've been spoiled now to just the pandemic has spoiled me to watching shit from home and the comfort of my own home. Yeah. I can do whatever I want to my home. If we want to drink, we want to smoke, we want to eat whatever the fuck we want to, we can do that in the privacy of our own home. And we ain't got to worry about no outside noise and no extra bullshit or whatever. We want to pause the motherfucker, boom. If somebody call and it's
subtitles.
Important. Exactly. Subtitles, boom. But other than that, if it's like some hot movie or some, so I don't know what I'm going to do with what's called it. What's the movie called? Well, that's different. It's Marvel.
Morbius.
And we going to have to, and they might have to be at a bougie movie theater. Not Morbius.
Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, we might have to go to iPick.
Yeah, that. Because other than that.
Where we're, I think you're spaced out at iPick too, so you shouldn't be able to hear other people's conversations like that.
Because other than that, it's going to have to be like, I'm going to ask, okay, what's the last week this movie is here? Okay, I'll come on that last week that movie is there to where nobody's really that people is there.
Until we get big enough to have screeners.
Right. And we can get premieres. And we can go to, until we get on them red carpets. Look, shit. Because I almost strangled some motherfuckers up in there that day.
Yeah. I would say, too, the only time it is permitted for you to be loud in a movie is a horror movie.
Or at an opening week of a Marvel. But I feel like it's okay, like, to cheer. Like, when we like Spider-Man shit,
yes.
Black Panther, when we was all hoorah, cheer. Like, that shit is cool. And like, but, like, I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
Because even in Marvel movies or whatever, you miss dialogue when people cheering or something like that. Yeah. Like, you miss, like, when Spider-Man shit, when they came out and popped out and everybody was cheering, you miss some conversation in between of what he might have said because everybody is cheering and you kind of happy in that moment, too, yourself.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, those you kind of got to watch twice. But yeah, horror movies, yeah, absolutely.
Because it's an experience, a shared experience.
Nigga, I will never forget when I watched Paranormal Activity 2. Never. I will never forget when I was in a movie theater and watched The Grudge. I will never forget when I went to a movie theater and watched The Ring. All of those are memories that, like, I'm talking about opening week. Motherfucker, I'm talking about packed theaters. Motherfuckers in there screaming. I remember motherfuckers in there running out of the theater. Like what's called? I remember one of my friends, what's that movie called? Hostel. First Hostel, we all went to go see this movie. Kim, Amber, all of us in it. We went to go see right after like I said, we would go eat at Applebee's and we would go to a movie. And Applebee's, we would go see Hostel. Hostel was in that shit. I remember it was like one of the end scenes. I forgot what happened. But it was something really gruesome. My friend ran out the theater, dipped out. It was like, we all felt it was like excessive and over exaggerated, but it was something apparently that motherfucker didn't want to see. So that nigga literally sprinted out of the theater. But I just remember like seeing horror movies, like you said, horror movies in the theater with people, that's always.
It comes with the territory. Like that person who cut up at the Candyman movie.
Oh, yeah. Or she was drunk, though. She was drunk. She was drunk.
She was.
Then she came in there piped up.
Yeah.
So I knew it was finished because as soon as they sat down, I think on our row.
Yeah.
See, again, y'all. Another perfect example. I can't go to a movie theater and actually just enjoy the fucking movie. It gotta be some extra shit going on. Like with her, it wasn't that bad because she was black and like she was being ghetto. So I'm, you know me, y'all. I'm egging her on. I'm gassing her up sometime even. But at some point, it was like, all right, sis, you ain't gotta. It's like every time like Candyman said something, she had to say something.
She said, "Oh no, I ain't calling Candyman."
She was worse than what than Regina Hall's character in fucking scary movie when she was talking back to the TV and shit, yeah. Yelling. She was about worse than that.
Yeah, she was worse than that.
I'm like,
I got you.
I caught you on candy camera. But yeah, so.
Shake a spirit,
love. but yeah, so hopefully, like I said, we're gonna have to just figure out another way. We're gonna have to figure it out because I can't go to another ghetto ass movie like that.
It's the ghetto.
Cause that was the ghetto. That was the complete ghetto. But anyway, y'all, that was my experience, so that's why I. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I missed that much, but still, you still can't really focus and concentrate. It's like me. I can't...
Multitask.
Yeah, I can't multitask in that way. You know what I mean? So, shut the fuck up. And again, if y'all hate to have dialogue or conversation, go outside.
Because you...
Text! If you're on the phone, bitch, y'all on the phone, text each other.
I was thinking that too. I was like, I hope they're texting each other since they got these damn phones out.
Text.
And I had seen the movie, y'all. It is a long ass movie. I had seen the movie. Even I didn't pull out my phone. Because that's just not something you do at the movie theaters. Yeah. You do not pay to see a movie.
No, I'm saying, I know he paid for the movie. I know he paid for the movie and they didn't want to be there. That had to have been it.
Right, because they didn't give a fuck.
They didn't give two fucks about the movie. But my thing is this, girl. If you didn't care about the movie, you clearly, I can see if you said, oh, I'm going to take y'all to eat. You clearly didn't care about the food because the motherfucker y'all brought in y'all McDonald's. So what the fuck would you even be in there for? What was the point of even being there? To show face?
To do something, to have something to do. I think it's because it is spring break week and it was discount night. So, yeah. Because me and the man didn't have that experience at our theater.
Again,
yeah, man. I feel like I was being the one talking. But I wasn't talking like that. I would just say my little two-piece about the movie.
Mm-mm. Anyway. Well, yeah, y'all. What we got coming up? Oh, shit. I'm finna start back my sneaker show, y'all. I am. I'm trying to find... Again, I work so much. So, you know, my evenings now when I usually do my sneaker show, it's like all over the place now because I usually have an event to work or something to go on or something happening. So I'm going to try to find, so it may not be consistent days, like it may not be every single Wednesday, it may not be every single Friday, but I'm at least trying to get to a point where it's going to be weekly. So whether it's on a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday, y'all going to at least get it weekly. You know what I mean? So I'm going to try to get back to that. But, that said, and that's the thing, motherfuckers want it. I heard somebody, yo, when you gonna do the sneaker show? I ain't seen that shit in a while. When you gonna do this? So I know the girls want the shit. It's gonna come back. You know what I mean? So for any of y'all who collect sneakers or who know somebody who collects sneakers, make sure y'all send them my way. My Sneak Geek show is gonna be back in. You know what I mean? I'm actually just collecting people back up right now. Mm-hmm. So
looking for guests.
Yeah. And I got somebody. I was supposed to have them on last Thursday, but. We went skating last Thursday, so I had to cancel. But, yeah, y'all. So, get into that and hit me up.
My Instagram is Brenton Tarantino. My Twitter is Silk Smooth. So let me know. In regards to what we plan on watching, I forgot to talk about Snowfall since I'm watching it. But anyway, I've been watching Snowfall. I'm currently caught up. I believe it's on its, I don't know if it's fourth or fifth season. I think it's its fourth. Could be fifth. I can't remember at this point. I want to say fourth. Regardless of the fact, it's on its newest season right now. I'm currently caught all the way up. The episode is on right now, but I'll probably watch it tomorrow and I'll be really all the way caught up. But so far, so good. It's interesting. I know a lot of people are cracking jokes right now on Franklin's current girlfriend because she's not really in comparison, I would say, I guess, to his first girlfriend, she's not really a looker, without being rude, with respect, respectfully. Mm-hmm. But she's just not that attractive, respectfully. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are just cracking jokes and like, oh, bro, you could do better, da, da, da. So that's the main, like, joke about it right now is just kind of her. So I hate that she's probably kind of getting heat towards her or whatever. But that's why I try not to say too much about it. But that is just, like, the main... Like, you just see, like, just side by sides of her and somebody else. Like, they put her next to... what's Urkel real name?
I don't know. Some with a J?
Yeah, Jaleel White. They put Jaleel White's character when he... So, in Family Matters, he would go into his incubation chamber or whatever and come out somebody else. Mm-hmm. So, he went inside the chamber and turned himself into Bruce Lee because he wanted to help... He wanted to help somebody fight or whoop somebody ass, somebody that was talking shit about somebody. So he turned himself into Bruce Lee. And they put, so he had this wig on, so they put a side-by-side picture of him next to her. And it's just, that's all you see on social media. But the show overall, as far as this season, is really good. But again, even with this shit, I'm not sure how far they're going to really go with it. It's like, all right, eventually Frank will either get caught up or he ain't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how far are they going to really go with this show? But regardless of the fact, it's still a really good show. And
yeah,
it's good. I'm watching that currently. What are you planning on? Ozark. I'm almost done on season two. I keep saying that. I feel like I said the last time. But I'm only, like, one season. I'm one episode away from being done with season two.
Yeah.
And that's kind of really it. Still watching Bel-Air. Still watching the current shit we just talked about.
Yeah. So I just want to talk briefly about this movie that I started because I was like, oh, I'm going to... I had saw a preview for it. I like the Mexican actress. I believe she's Mexican. She might not be. Sorry if she's not.
Latin.
Latinx actress, Jenny Ortega. She's in it. And so I was like, oh, let me watch it, child. I started it. The trailer looked kind of... Like, it might be, like, it was somebody in therapy, so I was like, okay, it might be a tough watch, but let me just try it out. Mm-hmm. I started kids in high school, child that was in the bathroom, shots started busting out. I was like, oh, nope.
Shoot in the bathroom?
Somebody shot up the school.
Oh.
So the movie is basically about...
Like Columbine type shit?
Yeah. And the movie is about like the aftermath of the kids, like their PTSD.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I turned it off. I was like, I'm not watching this because somebody's kids is really going through this shit. Like, this is reality. It's not being fixed. Nothing about it is being changed. Nobody gives a goddamn. Mm-mm. And it was like, it was so, like, the beginning, it was just chilling. The first scene, like, they were in the bathroom, they were just having a conversation, and they just start hearing the shots. And so they ran into, like, a stall and, like, hopped up on top of the stall so that...
They can't see the feet.
Yeah. And then somebody ran in, and, like, he had blood all over him. He was just like, my brother. It was, whew. I was like, mm-mm. So, yeah. Don't watch that shit. Unless you are one of God's strongest soldiers. I am not, so I had to turn it off.
Yeah.
But I did watch, oh my God, I was going to watch something else. What else was I going to watch? I don't know. I'm trying to watch Turning Red, the movie, the little animated movie.
Oh yeah, I'm going to watch Coco and Encanto.
Yes. I finished Emily in Paris. It's not as bad as I thought it was. It's still a little annoying, but it's a good little side show to watch. Oh, Upload. Upload season 2 finally came out. It was good, but it was short. They only gave... First of all, the show is already only 30 minutes long. So y'all gonna give us 7 episodes. So how many... What is that? Wait, no. 30 minutes. So like 3.5 hours of content. Mm-hmm. No, that was sad, but it was really cute. So yeah, watch Upload if you don't on Amazon Prime. It's the only thing I watch on Amazon Prime. I'm sure they got other... besides... what's the animated show we was watching? Invincible. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to watch next.
Oh, yeah, I watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I guess if we want to talk about it, you need to watch that too.
I don't watch it by myself, so you're going to have to watch it again.
That's fine. I mean, it really ain't that scary, but that's fine.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm just sustaining and maintaining. I might go back to Doom Patrol. I don't know. I don't know, y'all. Moon Knight is coming out March 30th. I thought it was coming out May 25th for some reason, but it's coming out March 30th. So that'll be something on Disney. But yeah, I'm not interested in nothing on Netflix right now. I know they got all those documentaries, Tinder Swindler, Inventing Anna. I don't care. I don't know. I don't care. White people being white. I don't care. Let me know if something good comes up. But that's it for me.
All right, y'all. Until the next time, make sure y'all follow us on all of our social media platforms. Our Instagram and our Twitter is InFandelityPod. So make sure y'all go follow us on all of those platforms. Well, both of those platforms. But yeah. And yeah, we'll see y'all next time.
Yep.
Hold it down.